Imagine a digital space that's hyper-customized to meet your unique vision, where a chat with AI results in a breathtaking storefront that's got your brand all over it. A business-ready site stacked with all the e-com tools you need to manage and scale your store. Sounds like a stretch, right? Wrong. Get multi-channel selling, dropshipping, customized analytics, and a full marketing suite. All of it wrapped up in a user-friendly workspace. Head over to Wix.com and turn your vision into revenue.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
There was a time when all that mattered was getting American companies to invest in Ireland. Now, in Trump world, the goal is getting Irish firms to set up in the US. Ireland is already the sixth biggest investor in America in absolute terms, employing around 110,000 Americans. So what will the new strategy be for Enterprise Ireland, the agency charged with creating export champions? Well, one ambitious goal to be announced later today is to make exports and not FDI the primary driver of the Irish economy. Michael Carey is the chair of Enterprise Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Michael. Thanks for joining us. How do you make the export sector the main component in future growth? That's pretty ambitious.
Yeah, this new strategy being launched this morning is highly ambitious and highly robust. I think it starts from the foundation, the great strength that we have of Irish indigenous exporting businesses already performing exceptionally well, despite all the headwinds. In the last 3 years, there's been really strong progress. And the results that Enterprise Ireland report is the cumulative impact of all that great work done by our client companies. Some great entrepreneurial leaders, some really professional management. And so the base is really strong. Mm. And I think in that context, so starting from that base, we have set out a really ambitious set of targets for the next 5 years. We've developed this plan working with the clients, working with our stakeholders in other state agencies, in universities, with client advisory groups,
and
with our department. And a new strategy has been defined. And as you say, it's to aim to become the primary driving force for the future success of the Irish economy.
Which won't be easy. And you also want to make exports reach 50 billion euro a year with 275,000 jobs in exporting companies within 4 years. Won't you need a huge spike in your own funding from governments to achieve that?
We have set really ambitious targets in those numbers, you're right, and we have seen really good growth to date. So the last year, 2023, there was 34.6 billion of exports, and we're setting a target of 50 billion for the end of this strategy. Job creation has been strong. We're setting an even higher target, an even higher acceleration of it. Yes, we do need more resources, and the new plan has four very clear pillars in that new plan, and we need resources for each one of them. And they include, those four include startup. We need to inject further funding, further support into creating an environment, an ecosystem in Ireland where startups are encouraged, are rewarded, are supported and accelerated. The second pillar is compete. We need to continue to invest in our core businesses. We need to make sure they're sustainable, they're innovative, they've got the best leadership teams, and we have the resources to do that.
Imagine a digital space that's hyper-customized to meet your unique vision, where a chat with AI results in a breathtaking storefront that's got your brand all over it. A business-ready site stacked with all the e-com tools you need to manage and scale your store. Sounds like a stretch, right? Wrong. Get multi-channel selling, dropshipping, customized analytics, and a full marketing suite, all of it wrapped up in a user-friendly workspace. Head over to Wix.com and turn your vision into revenue.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
And the third and really crucial pillar is scale. If we're going to move the dial of Irish Indigenous exporting businesses becoming the primary driving force, we need more big businesses in Ireland that are hitting really significant targets, growing their businesses, really ambitiously growing them, and just take the blinkers off and drive on. And we have some great Irish businesses who are already making that progress. We need more of them.
Yeah.
And the fourth pillar is to connect, to integrate the ecosystem. To work with all of the strengths of, that we have. We've got great competitive advantage and strength of our ecosystem in the Irish business environment.
None of these ambitious plans can happen if the economy at full capacity, if you can't get anything built and you can't get the staff.
Yeah, we have a real focus still on job creation and creating the right opportunities. There are lots of headwinds. There are lots of issues affecting the economy. For our client companies, we believe we can drive on, we can support them to drive on and realise their dreams and ambitions. And of course, there are constraints. And I'm in business myself. I have my own business. And I know many entrepreneurs, many clients of Enterprise Ireland. And the resilience of these entrepreneurs who crash through those barriers, who see opportunities out of problems, is astonishing. And we need to support them. We need to encourage them. We need to push through. Yes, of course, there's barriers, and there's lots of reasons why everybody can say a business won't succeed. But there's lots of reasons in this economy, in this environment, in this ecosystem, where Irish businesses can be the primary driving force of the future economy.
Now, the backdrop of a global trade war could hardly be worse for this new strategic direction. Trump is set to slap huge tariffs on all EU goods, and then we will have to retaliate.
Exporting is really important. We're an export-oriented country. Our businesses are very export-oriented. And an environment where there are tariffs is not a welcome situation. We need to monitor that very, very closely as an organization, as Enterprise Ireland, to identify what strategies our client companies can take. We need to help them to get through those barriers. Drive on their growth and find ways to be flexible and responsive, as we have done as a group of companies through COVID and through Brexit and through the Russian war in Ukraine and all of the inflation that created and supply chain interruptions. Irish companies are resilient, and we will get through these problems, and Enterprise Ireland is there to help. We only exist to support our client companies.
And would you encourage some of those exporters to focus a lot more on China, for example, if there are trade barriers going into the US?
The US is a really important market for Irish exports and will always continue to be, just like with Brexit. When Brexit happened, there was lots of uncertainty, lots of concern. UK export market is still a hugely important market for Irish exporters and continues to grow, continues to outpace. That will happen again with the US. So the US will always continue to be a vitally important priority market for Irish companies.
Yeah, but there's no tariffs going into the UK.
But there were lots of, I'm talking as we went through the Brexit uncertainty, we still drove our way through that, and we found ways for Irish companies to continue to perform. In the context of changing business environment in the US, yes, of course, businesses need to consider what the alternative options are. But the US will always still be a very, very high priority market for the vast bulk of Irish companies that are exporting. We've got 900 client companies that are exporting in the US. 70% of them have a presence in the US. The integration between Ireland and the US is really strong. As you said in your introduction, we're the sixth largest investor. Irish companies investing in the US, the sixth largest foreign direct investor in the US market, is extraordinary. Mm. The relationship, the purchasing of US products, Ryanair is the largest purchaser of Boeing, international purchaser of Boeing. The relationships are really strong, and we build on those, and those relationships are deep. There'll be lots of opportunities for Irish companies in the US. But of course, Irish companies need to look at other opportunities around the globe, and we'll help them and support them in that.
Okay.
Enterprise Ireland has 39 offices around the world. They are being used to help our clients. That's the only reason we exist.
Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Carey there, the chair of Enterprise Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Imagine a digital space that's hyper-customized to meet your unique vision, where a chat with AI results in a breathtaking storefront that's got your brand all over it. A business-ready site stacked with all the e-com tools you need to manage and scale your store. Sounds like a stretch, right? Wrong. Get multi-channel selling, dropshipping, customized analytics, and a full marketing suite. All of it wrapped up in a user-friendly workspace. Head over to Wix.com and turn your vision into revenue.